Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Pro Summer Savings. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for limited time values across the store, including tools, appliances, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in store for details. Now through July 30th, U.S. only.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Whoa, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Jordan, you know how to spell a rose?
L-A-R-O-S-E.
Ooh, you made me a little nervous there. There's a little pause there. La Rose, that is the code we would like you to use when you download the DraftKings app. It is live now, and you can play DraftKings Daily Fantasy each and every day. It's now. It's live. Go download the app. It's a top-rated app. It's awesome. Super easy. When you're registering, you sign up, use the code LAROSE, and also remember, for a limited time, all new players have a free shot of winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. And look, just, it's super easy, and it's easy, right? I mean, Jordan, you get a little salary cap, you get your players, you can, including, you know, what's going on over in Tokyo, sir. So, you know, kind of get, yeah, kind of look at it as a little practice before the preseason games get going, and it's hard to believe that, yes, we are in the week for Saints training camp. Jordan, are you excited about
I'm
that?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, at least you faked it better this way. Yeah. Saints, first preseason game. That's right, I'm ready to talk preseason football. Saturday, August 14th at Baltimore. The next two are at the Caesars Superdome, Jordan. Ooh, see what I did there?
I did.
Yep, the Saints officially releasing this morning. It's a done deal. That oppressor over at 11 o'clock. They showed the mock-ups, a little video actually over at Saints.com. New Orleans Saints Twitter, all their social pages, you can see it. What do you think? What do you think of the way the dome's going to be mocked up? I like it.
I like it.
I like it too. I think it blends. It looks classy, doesn't you?
I just wish that the gold leaf was a little bit more.
See, I would have liked it around the dome too, kind of hanging off of it.
Just a little.
Right? Might be going to
do it. If we're going to nitpick.
Also, I thought it was interesting in the release here as well, and I probably have been told about this. I'll talk about it with Rafael Esparza next segment here as well. Harrah's is going to become Caesars New Orleans. $300+ million renovation and things of that nature to the casino at the end of Poitras and Canal Street, Jordan. So that's exciting as well, because you're 23 years old now, Jordan. You're allowed to walk in there now.
Not 23 years old yet.
Well, point is, you're over 21.
Yeah.
I'll give you a buck. Go to the penny slot machines. What do you think?
I'm fine with pennies. I mean, you could turn pennies into...
into gold.
You turn penny stocks into millions.
That's right. Anyway, here are your three preseason games for the New Orleans Saints. Start committing it to memory. Saturday at Baltimore, the 14th of August, that is. And then the following Monday Night Football on ESPN, Jordan. Tim Tebow and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm sorry. Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who am I kidding? Is Tim Tebow still on the team? Second preseason game? Is he still on the team? Jordan, what if he scores a touchdown in preseason game number one? Is he a bigger storyline, or is the quarterback?
He scores
Rich
a touchdown, then, yeah.
You know what? Sticky noted. Bigger storyline going into the second preseason game, the current quarterback battle situation of the New Orleans Saints, or Tim Tebow?
I mean, that's more of a question. That's not like a statement.
Oh, you only post statements on there? Okay, so I would have to say Tim Tebow will be a bigger storyline.
Yeah,
okay.
Do you want that to
be sticking?
Well,
I'm not ready. I got to think about it. I will say this. If my man throws a touchdown in the Jaguars' first preseason game, the league will go bananas. Saturday, August 28th is preseason game number 3, the preseason finale. It'll be against Arizona at 7 o'clock. 6 p.m., the Ravens game. 7 p.m., the Jaguars game. 7 p.m., the Cardinals game. Jacksonville and Arizona at home. Baltimore on the road. And in Jordan, Sunday, September 12th, the Green Bay Packers make their way over to the Caesars Superdome. And Jordan, will we or won't we have a quarterback Green Bay that we...
I can't imagine the Saints not having a quarterback.
You know what? Let's just leave that off there in this next thing.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All right, Jordan, let's start there with the Green Bay Packers. A bit of news from this morning. What is it? What do we got?
Yeah, a few reports. Ian Rappaport, Rodgers has indicated with people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season.
Oh, he does?
He does.
Really? That's very interesting. Within 36 minutes ago on the NFL Network,
Yes.
Well, it is news, and it's also the expected outcome really the entire time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has obviously been frustrated with the organization. We've discussed for really the last several months his lack of trust, his desire to be more involved in the kind of personnel moves that the team makes. All of these things that he has, I would say, pretty clearly expressed his frustration with. Turning down an extension that would have locked him in for many years to come. All of those things. However, with the team not willing at all to trade him and Rodgers not retiring because he likes to play football, this has been the expected outcome. So my understanding is Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he plans to play for the Packers this year. Now, the fact that general manager Brian Gutekunst, Mike, said just a couple minutes ago that they are hopeful for a positive outcome, we are finally seeing some optimism
there
in Green
is.
Bay and Aaron Rodgers moving forward. Big 24 hours to come.
Well, there you go. See, Jordan, so basically we spent all offseason and summer doing, I don't know, getting ready for nothing. I told you.
What do you mean you told me?
By the way, when you do download the whole DraftKings app and ready for, week number one, bet it all. Bet it all.
Bet it all on what?
On Green Bay.
On Green Bay. Yes. Wow.
Aaron might have a little something to prove this. Have you seen the Saints defense? Have you? Have you? Do you know who's even starting on some of those spots? I'm just trying to help you out. Just like by giving you the code LaRose, I'm helping you out with some advice. It's probably a good one to just, double the profits there, Jordan. What's next in top stories?
Well, there is some news out of the Houston Texans. Looks like Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
He's still gung-ho on being out of there.
Really?
And it looks like the Texans are willing to kind of work with him.
Oh, really? You don't think it has anything to do with, the off the field possibilities or whatever happened? It got real quiet. It seemed like, unfortunately, every day there was something new, and then all of a sudden it went kind of dormant. Here's Dan Graziano.
He wants to get traded, and I think if he didn't show up, first of all, he'd be fined $50,000 a day, and I don't think anybody wants that. But even getting past that, by showing up, he keeps it a story and maybe keeps some pressure on the Houston Texans to do something, right? So if he just vanishes, then you can get forgotten about pretty easily in the NFL. And if his legal situation takes months and months to resolve, you get through the whole year, nothing's happened. But if he shows up, he's created a difficult situation for the Texans. Do you put him on the practice field? He doesn't doesn't want to play for you. He probably doesn't want to go on the practice field because he doesn't want to get hurt. So how do you manage the situation where he's in your building? Do you tell him he's excused and doesn't have to worry about the fines and just go home and leave us alone? It's a tricky situation, but by making it a tricky situation, I think he leaves open the possibility that they ultimately cave in and trade him. The problem right now is, what's his value, right? We don't know how much he's going to be able to play. We don't know if he's going to be suspended. We don't know what kind of trouble he's in outside of the NFL in terms of the lawsuits that have been filed against him. So I don't think there's a whole lot of teams out there that are desperate to move right now for Deshaun Watson.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, and then moving still on the football field, Coach Frank Reich has tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, the Colts coming out and saying that he's asymptomatic, but he has tested positive for that. And Jordan, look, the last 72 hours, right? I mean, the last 3 days, from Comrade Goodell's statement to the Buccaneers saying they will fine players. I mean, they're making no bones about it. The NFL wants to make sure you either get vaccinated or they're going to make it a little difficult for you, you know, one way, shape, or form. You can like it or you cannot. The league is going in that direction there for sure. What else we got? Anything else out of the NFL?
Nothing else that I have seen as of right now, but going over to the NBA, there's a lot of storylines, especially heading into this Thursday.
I'm sorry, what is Thursday?
The NBA draft.
Really? Okay.
And it appears to be that the 76ers haven't been able to really even get in touch with Ben Simmons
since
the season ended.
Wait, what?
They haven't been able to talk to him.
What do you mean they haven't been able to talk to him?
Haven't been able to get in touch.
Don't they have his number?
Well, yeah, they do.
What do you kids call it now? When somebody like...
Ghost?
That's it. Ghosting. Is he ghosting his own organization? Mind you, keep in mind, he doesn't shoot. And it's one of the reasons they lost in the playoffs. He's ghosting them?
Ghosting them.
He's ghosting them. What, is he afraid that if they answer the phone, they're going to tell him he's gone? Is that what it is? No, I mean, are you joking or are you being serious?
No, I'm being serious.
They can't get in touch with him.
They can't get in touch with him.
Is that unbelievable to me in this day and age? What does my man make? Like, did they make him a max player? They made him a max player, right?
They did.
I got a word of advice for you, Jordan. In your future endeavors, if a company ever gives you, you're not going to get like max money. You're not going to get like 30, 40 million. You may one day. I don't know. But if somebody hires you, the least you can do is answer the phone. Huh? If somebody gives you max dollars, don't you think you would have at least a little respect and be able to, I'm busy right now, or what you got? I mean, I'm sure with the voicemail, I mean, can you leave a voice, like maybe strategically call back at 3 a.m, knowing that they're not going to answer and leave a voicemail. All good. Get a little R&R. How long have they been trying to get in touch with you? Being honest, come on. How long?
Since the season ended.
Since the season ended. So like when you say getting in touch, as in like they haven't had a single conversation?
No.
Or is it like...
They haven't.
We would have liked to have several conversations. Like they have not heard Ben Simmons' voice since the season ended.
No, look. See, if you said they haven't had a serious like sit down talk.
Right.
Then they've been in touch.
Correct. Right.
But
right.
If... Being in touch is just like, hey, how you doing?
Right. They got nothing.
Nothing.
Not a text back.
Ghosted. Hey, 76ers, I know the feeling.
Oh, come on. No, somebody's ghosting you too?
Multiple.
Is that
yes.
Is that how it works now?
Yeah.
So instead of like, you know, I don't know, being an adult and saying, look, no thank you, or I appreciate the cold beer, Jordan, you know, but yeah. I'm going to. Gonna have to pass, you know.
Just move on to the next.
I'd like to give you my number, but I mean, you know. But at least you would respect that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
right.
I get an answer.
Right, an answer. It's all you want.
Some form of
something.
Settlement.
Yeah. Resolution.
A resolution.
Some resolution. Should I continue to think I have a shot or not? I
mean, yes.
I mean, in all seriousness, though, this is ridiculous, isn't it? Good luck trying to trade this guy. Seriously. So that's an honest report. Like, you're not joking. This is not your... The 76ers have yet to hear from him.
Get in contact.
Like, is he okay?
He's probably fine. He's probably out.
Oh, stop it.
Partying on a boat.
Stop. What's next?
Well, there's a lot of Pelicans news that happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Pelicans and Pacers recently discussed trades involving Miles Turner.
That name seems to pop up a lot every offseason. Yeah. I think, how old is Miles Turner? Because Miles Turner has been popped up a lot in a lot of different players. We're going to go over a lot of this on Wednesday and on Thursday here as well. Don't forget tomorrow, the Willie Green presser, your new Pelicans head coach. That's at 11, but we're doing the show live from the Pelicans facility tomorrow, 12 to 3. We hope to have him on. Actually, we're going to have him on the show. The Graf will be there as well. We'll have some fun. Daniel. And then Thursday, we'll be live at Hooters. Belchase Highway, the Hooters location on the West Bank. 6 to 10 p.m. for our 2021 NBA Draft Show. Got Pelicans goodies, the works. It's the Sports Hangover. Rafael Esparza next on ESPN New Orleans. I feel so in love.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, yes. Super excited. Are you excited? Finally, we have some news, huh? What do you think?
We have a lot of news.
We got a lot of news.
I mean, there's always news going on.
That is very true. You know what? Let's bring him in. Your friend and mine. Is he going to be happy today? I don't know. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports joining us here to discuss a few matters. Sir, how are you today?
Good. I'm happy. I've just been refreshing my Twitter feed to see you guys said that you guys had Pelican news. And I was just waiting. Refresh. And I'm nothing. Zippo.
There's some news. You never know. I'm asking you, what have you heard? Have you put your ear to the desert floor, kicked the sand out of those eardrums? What are you hearing? Are the Pelicans going to be big draft day movers?
I heard an extension for all the players that they have right now.
You know what? That's
Bledsoe stay. You're going to sign up for a huge extension. Of
listen to me.
Does Bledsoe win an NBA championship before the Pelicans?
Oh, wow. What would be the prop bet on that?
That's a great prop.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
You're welcome.
It's going to be just like Eric Gordon. He's going to leave and be the sixth man of the year next year. You know that, right?
If that happens.
Eric Achu, I'm out 6 months. Gordon leaves, goes to Houston, and literally won sixth man of the year. The guy sneezed and sat out months in New Orleans.
Lemonhead.
Yep.
I'm not bitter at all. Not bitter at all. Hey, I want to know how you feel this morning. There was legit Aaron Rodgers news. Huh?
That he's coming back, that he's going to play, that he's retiring, like no. Carson. What's that?
Well, Ian Rappaport said it looks like he may come back and play. That's news. People close to him feel that he's actually going to come back and play.
I mean, I could care less now. I mean, I hope he does. I hope he does come back and they go 0-17. Him and the Saints, they both go 0-17. That'd be fantastic.
There's a real reason I'm asking you, because September 12th, Sunday, Packers are at the Saints right now. On that magical laptop of yours, what's the line? Packers are favored, right?
Yeah, the Packers are our favorites. I think that time I checked, it was like between 1 and 1.5. I think we probably took them down because we had odds of pretty much all the NFL games. I think we took that one down just because of, I mean, all weekend long we heard he's going to retire, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm just tired. I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers.
How many credit cards can I possibly? I'm just saying, that just really seems like a game is so many injuries, man, to the Saints. I would, and I'm not saying I'd like them to lose. I think it's an upset. I would be a big upset for the Saints to win the opening week game.
I mean, last time I saw, I think books had the Saints a small favorite, like 2-point favorites, thinking that Aaron, that's why some people said that's why they think Aaron Rodgers is retiring. Because I'm sorry, if he comes back, that's a total flip around. I think the Packers would be 2-point favorites.
Okay, so explain to me how this works. If the Saints are favored, this is definitely what I want to, I don't know, say double down on, Packers?
Yeah. Cause you
for payout. If I want a payout. Yeah. If I want a payout. Yeah, okay.
I would say you could take Green Bay +2 or take them on the money line, probably like between +120 or +125.
All right.
Kerber doesn't need to go to college. Just wipe out his account.
No, actually, I hope to win enough money that, you know what, say, son, save your college time. Here's some cash and go invest. No, he's going to school. In all seriousness, I'm having a little fun. At the same time, though, I thought this last week a couple of times, and I want your opinion. I think the NFC has the potential to sort of be somewhat like the Western Conference in the NBA. And what I mean by that is, now, there's a lot of ifs. I get it. There's a lot of ifs. But in the Saints division, if Sam Darnold's better than what they had, you have Christian McCaffrey, he's healthy, the Panthers will compete. If the Falcons are coached better, they won blow games literally in the last 10 seconds. I know there's an if. If the Saints get decent quarterback play and young guys that can play, if Dak is back, you know, Dallas is not a bad team. I mean, if San Francisco stays healthy, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I expect the Seahawks to be competitive. The Cardinals are going to be competitive. The Rams are making moves to try to win the Super Bowl. The Bears should maybe have quarterback play. They were a playoff team last year. It seems like, and in the East, I think we'll be better. I think there's a possibility that you might have a jumbling of records, because I think there's going to be a lot of teams beating up on one another in the NFC. Do you see that at all, or is this me trying to convince myself of a better chance for the Saints?
A little bit of both. I think if there's two teams that come out of that, out of your division and make the playoffs, it's going to be Tampa Tom, and I think it's going to be Carolina. I mean, you can take the Panthers to make the playoffs at +280 right now just to make the playoffs. I think that's really good because they're healthy, and a quarterback that's maybe on a mission and wants to say, hey, it was just where I was at. That's why my play was bad, Sam Darnold. I think they can make the playoffs if the Saints take a step backwards, if the Falcons take a step backwards. I think the Panthers can maybe make a noise and grab a wild card spot. So I wouldn't look at that. I'm not a big Bears fan. I'm not sold on them. They drafted an Ohio State quarterback. I can't be excited for Chicago Bears after they drafted an Ohio State quarterback. Because I've been saying this to the cows, name me an Ohio State quarterback that has played well in the NFL. So right now I can't be high on the Chicago Bears, but that division, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, the Lions could have a .500 record in that division. The Bears, I mean, that's just, that'd be just a train wreck, because I'm sorry, no Jordan Love for me.
Raphael, what in the world's going on with Team USA and the basketball team losing to France?
We stink. We can't guard a pick and roll. All we want to do is chuck threes, make commercials, make horrible movies, and we forget about the fundamentals of the game. I mean, plain and simple. I've been watching USA men's 3-on-3 basketball, the men's. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't even make the 3-on-3 because we can't guard a pick and roll on 3-and-3 for men's basketball. No, it's just all about fundamentals, and it's all about other countries knowing our weaknesses and capturing on those weaknesses. Plain and simple.
Jordan, I have not been telling you about the old fundamentals. Kind of no longer there.
But boy, we can jack up threes in the second half against France. Whew, red hot.
Let me ask you this. And again, maybe it's just me. Look, I've been busy the last couple of days and the weekend, and lots to get into, right? We've been following the NBA. We got shows this week, all this other stuff. But, man, I was talking about it with my wife this morning over breakfast. I don't sort of have that desire or, like, I got to watch tonight. When I'm talking about the Olympics, like, I might have put it on a few minutes, even last night when they aired the basketball game, because I knew the results in the morning. I might have watched 5 minutes of swimming. The Australian swim coach seems to be the star of the Tokyo Games so far with his celebration. I kind of feel like there's no sizzle in these Olympics. Is it just me?
Well, I just don't think people just either, A, don't want to watch it because we're too politically involved still with red versus blue, and who could care less if this person kneels down, this person said something on social media that we don't agree with. I think that has a lot to do with it. I've been enjoying it. I'm watching Spain and Norway men's handball right now. I can't wait to watch beach volleyball tonight. I did watch the swimming last night. There's diving tonight. So I'm enjoying it. I love to see Tunisia, who won their first gold medal yesterday. So I enjoy all of it. I enjoy all the different types of sports. So me, I put everything aside and just want to watch it for joy. I don't care less of what this person did on social media, what shoe is this person wearing, or is he going to be traded when he stops playing the Olympics? I enjoy it all.
Yeah, I do feel like when I've polled, I guess, or I've asked several other friends, you brought up, I think politics has been a big thing as well. And I think the time frame is probably another one I get here as well, in that it's going on at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you know, the next day's events and stuff. So anyway, something else I wanted to touch on you here as well. Of course, you always love the fisticuffs. Anything happened over the weekend in the octagon, a boxing ring, or somebody's parking lot?
Well, UFC had a pretty good UFC 32 in Vegas. And I have to say, I hate when MMA fans tell me, oh, I hate boxing because the judging's horrible, blah, 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 judging box. You know what? If you watch the UFC Vegas 32, I would say that would probably have been the world's worst judging I have seen in a very, very long. And you know me, I watch boxing almost every weekend. The judging last weekend in MMA and UFC was horrendously bad. So I'll stick up to boxing any day of the week. If you watched last week's card for Vegas 32 at UFC, it was horrible. This weekend we have some good fights on 33. Uriah Hall, Sean Strickland, I think that's going to be a really good fight. So it should be good. But let's face it, UFC, the next pay-per-view event between Derek Lewis and Gain, heavyweights in Houston, Texas, is going to be fun. Two big guys in the ring.
All right, final thing, it's football related, but of the collegiate side of things, man, it smoldered and then it got over with quickly. You know, Thursday you started seeing the stories. Friday looked like it was happening. Today it's official. Texas, Oklahoma putting out a statement saying they intend to leave the Big 12. They are officially going to ask the SEC for membership as well. How surprising is this to you, especially considering that the word over the weekend and the reports were they've been doing this for 6 months. These two teams, or these two schools, have been talking to the SEC for 6 months. They kept it on the DL, which is incredible when you think of the news that this sort of means. So what does this mean for you, and how surprised were you?
I'm not that surprised, but you know what? It's going to be the death of league. It's not going to be called the SEC. It's not going to be called the Big Ten. It's because we're going to have too many teams or two or different schools that have no, not even close until those regions. So if you're an SEC fan, I would not be shocked if they change all the naming of the SEC's Big 12, Pac 12, or whatever, and just name them, let's say, Power 1, Power 2, Power 3, or East West, or something like that, because you can't call SEC when you have Oklahoma in Texas. So I would not be shocked if the conference names change away. We already heard Ohio State looking, calling Big Ten today. West Virginia's calling ACC. Notre Dame could be going back to the ACC. So yeah, I think the changing of the conference names are probably going to be next to go in 2025.
Interesting. Do you think it it stays until 2025, or do you think that they will be in there before in the SEC?
I think they'll be in there. I don't think it's going to be this year or next year. I think maybe in 2023. 2025, that's a long way to go. I mean, right. Who knows what could happen. We could, the monkeypox could be taking over the world by in 2025. So I think it'd be a lot sooner than 2025. But I still think it's going to be the death of the Big 12. I think if there's one conference that's going to have to probably put a grave on it and ask Undertaker to tombstone its death, it's going to be the Big 12.
Let's see what he did there. Jordan, see what he did there? See what he did there? Exactly. All right, man. Appreciate the time, sir. And did you get my photo of my sushi from?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That place is so good. When are you going to come over and hang out with us again on a Friday? McQueen looking for a new chew toy. New chew toy.
I'm sure he is, and that's why he's probably why you guys want me to come over. You guys are all bloody to death every day, every night when you.
Man, I don't really get that. Well, I got a couple of scratches in my right arm. It's not too bad though. You know, strong little sucker now. Now he's able to jump on anything.
I'm on blood thinners. I can't come over when your dog bites me. I'll probably die in your living room.
Oh boy, never good when on ESPN right now. There is a topic as we go to break here. Raphael, do the Saints have a Michael Thomas problem? We can discuss that if you'd like. We come back as well. Raphael, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the week. I will see you at the end of the week.
Take it easy. But you've been saying that for a year now. So, yes, you have a problem.
I have. I said it last year. You remember, Jordan?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Giving you your pat on the back.
I said the show traded him. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Ain't gonna stop because they tell me so.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Don't forget, coming up Thursday at Hooters, 2781 Belchase Highway, Sawyer Berman, La Palco, all meet Belchase Highway. Hooters location there. We'll be there. Ty Graffinini, myself, Kleber, Hudak over at the location. Daniel and Eichenhoff are going to be over at the Smoothie King Center. They'll be manning controls there. Going to hear from, you know, exclusive interviews, draft picks, you know, across the league, the works.
So, wait, what if we trade the pick completely for a player? Will we get the player that we traded for?
No, because remember, that can't be official until later on, right? And that ad works, like when you trade for something, you'll just say that pick, and then the reports will be that this team, like the Pelicans, will still make the pick. Unless there's a trade for a pick, I think, is how it works. But we got an hour before the commissioner to try to explain that to you. Commissioner will start things off at 7 o'clock, but we'll get started over at 6 o'clock. So excited about that. Excited tomorrow. Going to meet new Pelicans head coach Willie Green. His introductory press conference is at 11 o'clock, but we're going to do a show there so we can have him on the show. From 12 to 3, we'll be at the Pelicans facility, so hopefully they don't kick us out. Right? I mean, we've made a phone call or two, huh? Haven't we? Didn't you make a phone call or two? Like, we're going to be able to stay there afterwards?
Sure.
Like, they're not going to, like, there go the lights and... Keep the AC on. I don't care if it's dark. Just keep the AC on. It's a little hot. But no, we're going to be on tomorrow there from the Pelicans facility. So looking forward to that.
You better ask Coach that.
What?
You better tell Coach.
Yeah. Well, again, feel free to send in the suggestions now at ESPN Radio NOLA. What would you like us to pass along to Willie Green tomorrow? One bit of advice. One piece of suggestion. What's the one thing of advice that you want to give Willie Green? I like what Scott Kushner said today. Become friends with Zion Williamson's stepdad.
Apparently become friends with the whole family because some of the family members aren't happy.
Hey, well, that's his bit of advice. Mine's simple. I don't ever want to hear out of Willie Green's mouth after a press conference for whatever reason. I have PTSD with that phrase. When I hear that, it's over. It's only a matter of time before the season goes kapluck and the coach is fired.
Make sure everyone's paying attention in the huddle.
Yeah. Is that yours?
Well, that's one of them.
One. Okay, one.
Well, then that would not be the one.
Okay, well, you need to think of your one. That's the statement. Give me one piece of advice. One. Not here's a list of several.
Here's my wish list.
That is sad but accurate. I do think Pelicans fans do have wish lists. They can't give just one. But I'm asking you to come up with one, and I'll pass it along. When Coach comes on, one of the final things I'll do with him is I'll be like, Coach, a couple of fans have some suggestions and some advice for you. Here you go. I think you'll be receptive to that, huh?
Maybe.
I think you'll be receptive.
He will. I think he'll just be like maybe a very awkward laugh or chuckle.
He'll
be like, is this guy serious?
As I mentioned earlier, DraftKings is now live in Louisiana. Daily free fantasy sports. How excited are you about that? I'm super pumped. You can start right now. You can literally start playing right now. Go download the app, and don't forget, use the code LAROSE, LAROSE, when you sign up, and also for limited time. All new players have a shot at winning not a buck, not a two, thousands of dollars with that first deposit. So, Jordan, it's easy. Even you can do this. It's fantasy. It's super easy. You draft a fantasy team. Every player has a salary attached to them. There's a salary cap. Get your starters, get however you look, and then you click, and then you wait, and you see what happens, including everything that's going on in Tokyo right now. Speaking of, are you not surprised or concerned about what you see from Team USA? I'm not from this aspect. Ready? I think they're tired. Honestly. Like, the season just sort of ended, right? I mean, we heard that was why we had so many injuries. I mean, Drew Holiday's out there playing. That dude's got to be on
fumes. They should be tired.
Yeah.
Not the other guys.
Really? I do think it's part of what Rafael says. I mean, the rest of the world plays fundamental basketball, which is why I said, use all 4 second round picks. I don't want to hear you can't find a 3-point shooter, a rebounder, a defender, somebody that listens in the world. Like, in the entire world. I can't understand why second round picks are so hard to get in. Crazy to me.
This is just one example, but I saw LiAngelo.
By the way, Middleton was the same.
I saw LiAngelo Ball was being picked up by the Charlotte Hornets for their G League. Do you think that guy has any business to be a part of the NBA besides his last name being Ball?
Wow.
No, but like, I'm being serious.
Whoa.
Like, do you not think that there's other players out there who deserve to be on a G League roster, that probably hasn't been recognized yet, just because other people are looked at because of their name.
Wow!
But it, in all honestly though, when's the last time that he, played in a competitive game?
Goodness, you're right there, bud.
I'm just saying. I mean, if we're gonna go into that direction,
of we weren't even going to that. Where did that come from?
We can't find a player. But if you find a you NBA teams are finding players.
Yeah. Oh, I see where. Okay, now I understand. Okay.
Why'd you give me those eyes?
No, I just okay. I mean, that was kind of harsh. I mean, LiAngelo would have fit in perfectly with our team.
Yeah. I'm sure he would. He would have.
All right, I'm moving on. Texas, Oklahoma. I asked Rafael about that, the importance of that going on and what it's going to mean. He thinks it's the death, obviously, of the Big 12. Everyone's going to be trying to look at different schools, things of that nature. Now, you brought up something that was interesting during the break in Jay Billis. And you said that he's out there suggesting something that's interesting. First, here's his thoughts from ESPN, Jay Billis. He's, you know, College Game Day for Hoops. This is what he thinks about Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12.
Well, it would certainly impact rivalries and it would impact schedules. But overall, basketball is going to follow what football does. It's almost like, Matt, a situation of here we go again, because we saw this 10 years ago or so with the conference realignment frenzy. You saw a lot of movement and a lot of uncertainty. And a lot of backroom dealing. And you're seeing the same thing right now. There's a lot of uncertainty with Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, exactly when it's going to happen, what it's going to do to the Big 12. Does West Virginia go to the ACC? That's going to certainly impact their recruiting and their travel for basketball. But the one thing that college basketball has that college football doesn't is the NCAA tournament, where so many teams get an opportunity to play for a championship that football just doesn't provide, frankly. And so as long as the NCAA tournament stays healthy, college basketball doesn't have quite as much to worry about, but it's certainly going to be impacted by every decision that's made for football. And this is all about markets and money. The NCAA and the member institutions can talk all they want to about student-athlete welfare. This is about money, and it shows what this is really all about. It's just a big business.
Then he also adds this interesting tidbit that Jordan brought up to me, and I'm like, huh? Really? He suggests.
I think that the interesting part for me, Matt, is what's going to happen long-term, because if you're in this business now, you're going to have to start thinking bigger. Greg Sankey and the SEC are certainly doing that. If I were commissioner of the ACC, one thing I'd be thinking about is approaching the SEC and saying, look at all the natural rivalries we have interconference. Why don't we start thinking about a merger? And because that's what the SEC is going to become. It's going to become the NFL, a junior NFL and junior NBA. And there's no reason why the ACC shouldn't jump in there and take advantage of those natural rivalries and markets. And if I were Jim Phillips, I'd be ringing Greg Sankey's phone saying, how about a merger?
Wow.
I'm going to have to pat you on the back, because last week you did say that the SEC is going to be basically like the
minor
league. Yeah, minor league for the NFL.
I mean, we brought this up before. The LSU-Alabama game, Tua, Burrow, I don't know. I think every receiver for LSU has been drafted, right? Jefferson, Chase. I mean, you had Elair. I mean, Najee Harris. I mean, seriously, like, that game was absurd, wasn't it? Now, I know those were the top two teams. I get it. But look, name, image, likeness. We talked about it this baseball season, Jordan. He's talking college basketball. What did LSU women's hoops did this year? They went got Kim Mulkey. Championships. Money. Baseball. I mean, it was the SEC, wasn't it? Vandy, Mississippi State in the final. You think that's going to change in the next couple of years? This is interesting. An ACC-SEC merger is what Jay Billis is suggesting. How would you feel about that? Like, does it matter to you, like the normal fan? Like, do you legitimately care? Do you think this is getting too convoluted? Or would it bother you? Like, I looked at a tweet today about what the projected divisions will be. Alabama, Auburn moving over there, Texas, Oklahoma, Jordan coming into the West. I like good games. I would rather, one of the reasons I'm in favor of playoffs expanding, I don't want to see a directional school in week 2 and 4 and 3. I'm not discounting those schools. And I understand fully, having covered Tulane, going to Southern Miss, and having friends that do La Tech, and they need, quote-unquote, the check game because of the have and have-nots. 2-3 of those check games, Jordan pays for a new weight room, pays for a new facility, pays for all of those different things. So I get that. And mergers or expanding your conference like this means there's going to be less of those games. There'll be more in-state, I guess, opponents coming in and stuff. But I'd love to see Texas and LSU and Oklahoma every year. You? I'm okay with that. Doesn't bother me any. Give me the more the merrier, man. I want good talent. Guess what's coming up this weekend, Jordan? Monster Trucks. How about we focus every day this week on a driver? You want to do that?
Let's do it.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk to one of the top drivers over at Monster Jam coming up over the weekend. Looking forward to that. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans.
She calls for you tonight.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals
at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Hooters Smoked Wings promo, take one.
Hooters new smoked wings are marinated overnight,
then hickory smoked till they taste just right.
And with only half the calories, you can eat twice as many.
They're so good, you'll come to Hooters just for the food. Wait, this can't be right. Who wrote this?
Yeah, I thought people came here to hang out with us.
And to watch the game, and have a cold one.
Let's just stick to the script.
Sure.
Take two.
So come to Hooters for the smoked wings.
Just don't tell Amber. She's kind of fragile.
Hooters.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Now we got to wait all the way until Monday, August 23rd to see a football game inside the Superdome, Jordan. But got a little Monster Trucks going on over Saturday. 7 o'clock, gates open at 5. Monster Jam coming over to the Caesars Superdome. Got that right. Got to start getting used to that. So every day this week, Jordan, we want you to kind of meet some drivers and kind of, hear a little bit about everybody before we get into the dome. So Tom Eats joins us today. He drives Max D. Sir, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I'm getting super excited for the weekend. I know that.
Dude, your truck is awesome. I love the paint job in there. To kind of describe how you came up with Max D and I guess the look of the truck, man.
Hey, Max D, anytime you're out on the track, you're driving with one thought in mind, maximum destruction. You know, biggest, greatest fans are little. They had a little trouble saying maximum destruction, but all those great little guys could say Max D. So we kind of changed the name up a bit to fit our best fans.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That is true. Kids love that as well, man. I got a 4-year-old. He has a handful of monster trucks already that he likes to kind of crush on other cars and things of that nature. But Man, you've been doing this a bit here, right? 12-time Monster Jam World Finals champ, Guinness World Record title holder here as well. So I think you kind of love this sport a bit.
I love it. It is my life passion. It's what I wanted to do since I was 10 years old. You know, I followed that dream. Never thought I'd have the opportunity to drive a truck, let alone compete for 29 years or even win one World Finals championship. Mm-hmm. But to win 12 is really cool. You know, I kind of like to think of, you know, my daughter is a huge Patriots fan back in the day, you know, and now she's moved to Tampa Bay for one reason, one guy. And kind of like him, you know, you just, you don't want to quit. You know you should, but you want to just keep going because you're still great at it. It's what fuels your fire and what gets the job done for you every day.
Yeah, it's funny, man, because one of the things that we've talked to in the past, last time Monster Jam was in the city, just what it's like to actually drive those vehicles. I mean, it's an amazing piece of machinery, from the engines to being able to handle it. You're using everything, right? Both arms, both hands, the feet, everything to kind of control it. How taxing is it physically?
It is. It is. You know, these drivers are athletes now. I mean, it'd be different years ago when the sport started, but you know, you're out there. You're driving the steering, the front steering wheel, your left hand, you're steering the rear steer with your right hand, you're using your brake pedal for your left foot, throttle pedal for your right foot, you're using all these at the same time, and then on top of that, you got to shift gears. So at some point, you're out of appendages, but you just got to get the job done, you know. Fortunately, today, you know, back in the day, you just kind of unloaded the truck at the van, and you drove it, and you mm-hmm. did the best job you could, you know. It didn't take as much as it does now. Now we have Monster Jam University, athletes train, they audition, we see how good they are, you know, it's a regular training camp, if you will, an audition, and they get the opportunity to go on, then they train full hardcore.
Speak with Tom Eanch, you're going to see him drive Max D, Monster Truck, over on Saturday in the Superdome, 7 o'clock. You know, Tom, I got a student as well in front of me, Jordan the intern.
Yeah, so I'm an intern, and you kind of just mentioned it. I know you're a Monster Jam instructor.
Uh-huh.
How does one, you know, get his foot into the door with that kind of, you know, with that machinery?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the cool part about it is, you know, it loves to have passion. They're not watching anything, you know, whether you're an intern and, you know, radio, whether you're, you know, you want to be a football player since you're a little kid or you want to drive a Monster Jam truck. Passion's number one. That really helps. You know, and anytime you get a follow your dream, you always are going to be super successful when you get that job done. But, you know, you send an audition, you know, resume. It's good to have good skills, you know, talking on the camera, you know, being a people person, being outgoing. You know, when I got into this, I was a shy little kid in high school in a town of 4,000. And, you know, it brought out all the best qualities in me. But now we look for those qualities up front.
Okay, so I got to send you a video. I think I could do the talking, Tom. I got the person. But how exactly do I send you a video with a car? Do I got to go, like, take Jordan's car, maybe go jump a couple of ramps here in the backyard? Do you want to see videos like that? Or are you just looking for guys and ladies that have, you know, driving skills, whether it's carts or anything like that of that nature, being able to, I guess, prove that you have an idea of what it's like to be behind a wheel, huh?
It honestly helps, but it's not a surefire thing, you know.
Okay.
We've had great racing candidates that have came here and driven, and we've had people with no experience, and it really doesn't translate over, you know. Sometimes it's just people that really want to excel well get the job done, you know. It's amazing, and the ladies we have now are fantastic. They compete on the same field with the men. They do a great job. You know, I just went this weekend to the Staples Center. They had an awesome event there. And, you know, the women there were just really getting the job done and winning events. It was cool to see some of my candidates, some of them I've worked with. Hmm. It really shows that, you know, anytime you take knowledge, training, and, you know, working to make someone better, they really can get out on the track and be super successful.
I remember when I was learning to ride a motorcycle, it was kind of the first things, like you mentioned, using everything differently in conjunction to make one thing work well. What's the, I guess, the one thing that you will hear of the most when instruction starts at the very beginning? Is it, to me, I would think, knowing that you have two hands controlling two different types of steering, right? We're used to turning the wheel and all four tires move. Is that the hardest thing to kind of get your head to understand, that one arm controls the front, one arm controls the back?
You're right. I mean, that is one of the tougher things to get. I mean, everybody translates into that, and they can do it precisely around a corner. You've got to remember, like, dirt car style, where we're drifting this 12,000-pound truck around a corner. You have to know how much front input to give it and how much rear input to give it and how much it's going to slide to make a perfect corner so you come out right on track going straight. That takes a while to figure that out. But, you know, honestly, the first three things we learn about are safety, safety, and safety. These machines are massive. They can do anything, go anywhere, and you got to keep them controlled. You got to do a great job of doing so.
All right, Tom, finally, one of the things I know we're going to hear is the roar of those engines. Give me some horses, man. Max D, what we got in the hood there?
Well, you know, a typical NASCAR race car, you know, is about 700-800 horsepower. We're running around with 1,500 horsepower, you know, 63-inch BKT tires, 12-foot truck, 12-foot wide at 12,000 pounds, and it'll fly in the Superdome over 35-foot high.
See, the look hit at me just came out. I'm like, I want to see that. It's nothing like hearing it. And I guess we'll end with that, man. Look, there's no other way to say it. It's been an interesting and a tough year. Calendar year, right? In the world of sports and entertainment, we finally started seeing some fans last couple of months in, you know, different venues, NBA, MLB, and such. Is that one of the elements, though, man? It's synonymous with monster trucks, isn't it? I mean, the crowd going bananas and you guys performing. How excited are you just to be able to see fans in the dome?
It's awesome, you know, and we've been to a lot of venues this year. And like I said, we were just at the Staples Center. Over 50,000 people saw the events there. You know, it's building again. It's growing. It's going to be great this weekend. But you can't do Monster Jam as a whole in the world until you do it at the Superdome. You know that. It's been there for a long time. And this year, to be back, see fans in the stands, see their excitement, it's going to be the best.
Love it, man. Thank you for the time this afternoon, Tom.
Awesome. Awesome. I had a good time, and I can't wait to have fun this weekend.
Sounds good. Tom Eats, he drives Max D, Maximum Destruction, Jordan. Be sure to check it out Saturday when we have the event go on at 7 o'clock over in the Dome. We're going to meet a driver every day this week, Jordan, to kind of get us ready for it. That pumps me up a little. What was your horsepower in your car that's no longer, by the way? We could have. I wonder if he could use it like to over there at the university to have somebody crush on it.
Yeah, I mean, I could have, but it's gone now. So
it's gone now, huh? Okay. Yeah. It was not.
You'd have to bring it up.
Okay, it was not a couple of 100 pounds of that thing. That's incredible. It goes that high, huh? 35.
What do you say? 35. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to a few of them with my dad when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm pumped, awesome. Man. I'm pumped.
You got to take Carver.
He is. He's going. We're going. We're going. Hour two in the books. Appreciate it. And when we come back, hour number three, Marlon Favorite will join us and we'll talk a